from him yesterday, and he is going to be very clear in any conversation with Urban and Baker that, first of all, he couldn't begin to speak for the White House, but his own position would be that the White House is a very important principle to protect, and that he would assume that basically White House staff would be unavailable, and it had to be a very exceptional set of circumstances before the president would, or he could even counsel the president to consider it. And he's going to leave it hanging way out there for any early conversations, which I think will put them on notice that someone's going to be marching right up.
You think he's that was proper shape?
I think he is. He also, I don't know if you've noted what Gray's position was up there yesterday or not. Giving a little store away. Dick, I don't know. I was very surprised by that.
You mean not saying
that the FBI records, as far as he was concerned, were available to any senator in the United States Senate. Well, that was my reaction. He also said that if they're not satisfied with any material that they're provided, he'll provide agents to come down and brief these people. So Dick Kleindienst last night called Gray last night.
Why doesn't Kleindienst know Gray about his case, for Christ's sake? That's the standard thing. The FBI, good God, the Congress will ruin it. The Congress will ruin it.
I think Dick ought to be aware of the Hiss case in some details as to the position that the
government is in. Well, this in detail is simple as hell. The government, and Hoover always fought this, the government never wouldn't allow Hoover even to talk to me. That was the Truman position. The Truman, no agent of the committee, the counsel of the committee, Scripton, was not allowed to have any contact with the FBI. They gave no information. They were running the leads. They didn't cooperate. Actually, they were working with Truman to try to kill the pigs. That's the way it worked. Goddammit, that's a lie. He's got to realize this. What was his point, too? It was suggested he, with reluctance, acceded to a White House request to see the FBI files of Watergate. What the hell's he saying? Did he get to the Congress?
That's kind of a curious position he put himself in yesterday.
Yeah, because I would think that he would say, of course I did. They were conducting their own investigation.
And that was exactly the
point. Did he ever say that?
He did. He ultimately came out with that. They were pursuing him on whether or not the White House had revealed the FBI report to Segretti. That did not happen. I can assure you, without hesitation, it did not happen. No way.
If you told Segretti what he used to say today about it,
I will.
Available to a committee. It really can't.
that a full field investigation was put on him and the like.
For Christ's sake, it's all
painful to.
Yeah, well, as a matter of fact, that was a phoning up in March. You know, our boy believed me that what was happening there. We were trying to get a very from the FBI on a covert basis. A very just background on shore. Frankly, particularly to see what his connections were with the Illinois. Because again, part of that, just to me. Guys don't mind and they go to the full field investigating the idea that they're gonna hire him. It's ridiculous. Even though we had to say it. I mean, even though that's what the boys said they were doing. I guess that was their cover. But the idea that they didn't go back to shore though.
No.
Your FBI agents in any case, they got the three reporters they hell out of bed and said they want to know you can get it in a little book called Henry's Third Being in the States by Malcolm Smith, Jr. And it's the chapter on his domestic policy. It's a fascinating little story, if you forget. But I want to see everything, gossip and everything else, and you have to sit down sometime and dictate it. You were telling to me the other day.
I'll do that.
In terms of what Johnson did, you know, and how the rumors, the coin thing, and how that came in, but how Johnson used it and so forth. So I just want to know what the hell we did now, and let me see what we can do with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think now. I'll let you know.
All right.
Except beyond anything else, we have not used it, frankly, at all. I mean, that's the.
When I spoke to Pliny, he said,
it's just unbelievable.
It's true. It is. As opposed to what past administrations have done, we have been so kind and so good. As far as asking the FBI, in fact, in some instances, I thought we should have asked them to do things that they're quite capable of doing. Pliny's also mentioned to me on this 68 bugging
incident. Yeah.
He had lunch with Deloach yesterday.
Why?
And Deloach said to Dick, he said that there was no bugging of the president's plane per se. Contrary to anything Hoover might have said. And I said, well, Dick, how do you read that? He said, well, one of two things. One, Bloch knows that he'd be in serious trouble for a potential felony himself if he confessed it. Or two, it didn't happen.
Bullshit.
I said, well, how do you read it? I said, I would read it. The man would be very doubtful if he would confess himself into a felony.
That's right.
So it's going to be tough proof, because Deloach is the one who probably knows, and that's what we can find through some of the other sources.
Yeah.
Some of the agents who are involved.
What you've got to do, John, is what I've told Ray to do, he hasn't done. Is to get right down to the, you've got to get at the little boys who did it.
That's right. That's exactly right. And
I told Ray, I said, give them all why you think that you haven't done it yet. So I want to, you know, who does the bugging. Now just go back and see who the hell's done it. And make them all take a lie detector test. I'll shake that barrel right to its roots. That's what I do.
Well, I think the timing on that, of course, would be this.
Right after the hearing.
Right after you've sworn in, just go in and start breaking things wide open.
That's right. And I can't do it, shake. Just bring him in and say, all right, Dave, we're all taking on about you.
Well, Don Kendall could be persuasive in that.
Don Day one who gets from Canaan.
That's right.
Let's find out. I want you to tell, you might give Kendall a call. You better have a heart to heart talk with Deloach that we now
might also worry himself into telling us a few more things that would be helpful to us on the other side of the coin.
That's right. Now, Kendall is our friend. He's going to go perfect around, but he's going to say that, look here, this is only for your own information. This call's never been made in that old boat.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's important that you know that, this thing's cracking around. He said that it was not done, and he said that there's some investigations going forward. They're hot on them. There's some boys down in the woodwork.
Somebody, or they didn't interview them. I said, well, if you want to interview these people, you're going to do it while I'm sitting here because I think I'm entitled to know for my own purposes.
You're conducting your investigation with the president.
That's right.
Right?
That's correct.
That's the line. That's great. If you're conducting an investigation, you did. Well, anyway, it's one of those things that go on and on and on and on. Gray has demonstrated in his first day's hearing that he's got a thing for you, I think, which is the weakness of it, the reason I the Gray isn't about a point. There's too much bravado there. He's a big, strong Navy guy, you know, everything's great. Boy, let's go. He the guy that has not much outward self-confidence doesn't have much inward self-confidence. That's what I'm saying.
Interesting observation.
It's like the poker player. That's been the cards. A good poker player, you never know either way. He's got the cards. The very best of Christ, you will never know. Never know. When he doesn't have them, he's a little loud. And he said, well, you know, he talks shit with me, but the good poker player, he's got the cards.
I think Gray will be all right once they get him through these hearings.
Yeah, he is loyal.
No doubt. He's
a decent man. They're proud, but we're going to shake that goddamn FBI up, just like Schlesinger's shaking up the other. Now, the other thing, too, is this thing you've got to remember. If Gray does hand it to the Senate too much, we may have to face the fact sometime they don't have to go. You know what I mean? I have no compunctions about that. After all, he's a friend and all that. But that would be never indicated. We just put it on that ground.
Sure.
The FBI was not being adequately managed. See my point?
That's right. It would have to be that way. Otherwise, you're jeopardizing one of the institutions of government that. But I don't see that. I don't see Gray being in that position. I think that. He wants to be confirmed very badly. He wants to appear that he has nothing to hide about the Watergate.
Right, that's good, too. It's good for him.